In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
Brothers and sisters, we are still in the season of Epiphany. The light has come on. The aha is now I see. Where is the light switch? When we're in darkness, we want to go to a destination. You happen to be in a visitor in a house where they have showed you where the bathroom is, and you're in a room several down the hallway, and time comes and you want to use the bathroom, it's pitch dark, but you can't find the light switch. So what do you do? I like to carry a little flashlight with me wherever I go. I'm telling you. Wherever I travel, I like to have a flashlight in my suitcase. And I can remember that when I was young, my mom and dad, if they would just for Christmas buy me one of these cheap little flashlights, I would be so happy. If I could get a new little flashlight every year, that'd be great. Well, I noticed that one of our grandsons, I don't see him here this morning, but Daniel got a really nice flashlight for Christmas, and boy, did he light up. And I was jealous, and I thought, that's a good flashlight. But you know, light is important. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And who are those people? It's interesting that the light comes on first in the place where the light went out first. If you follow the history of the 12 tribes of Judah, it was those 10 northern tribes in that area around Galilee who first went into exile back in 722, 721, right in there. They were taken away by the Assyrians into exile. And it wasn't until 587, is that right? That the Jews, the southern two tribes, went into exile in Babylon. But that was a couple hundred years later. Well, these people, the 10 lost tribes, were the first ones to have Jesus come and hear the good news. They were the first ones to have the light come on. You know, Jesus preached a sermon of repentance. And you might say, well, he just continued what the Apostle John, what John the Baptist, was starting. Remember, John the Baptist began his ministry by preaching the baptism of repentance. Repent, he says. Repent. So the kingdom has come near. Well, Jesus, when he heard that John the Baptist was put in prison, he went up to those 10 lost tribes area in Galilee. And it says, well, first it says that they were in darkness. They who were in darkness have seen a great light. That's what he went up there for, to bring the light. But it says he preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Sounds like the same sermon, doesn't it? Well, the repentance part is the same, but that's all. John said, don't look to me, look to him. Jesus said, I'm here. The Son of Man has come. In John's ministry, he said, I baptize you with water, but he who comes after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Fire is the light. Wherever there is fire, there's light. And that's how you made light in that time, was with a fire. He will come He said, I'm not worthy to even untie the latches on his sandals. He is everything I am not. When he comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. You know, that brought to mind something. I like to review things the Saturday night before. And I prepared a sermon. I'd like to review that on Saturday night. And I did last night. And something came on for me last night. And it was this. You know, you have John the Baptist. He was the one who prepared the way. And he preached repentance. Turn from your sins. And go to him. John the Baptist could not give us the Holy Spirit. It's not enough just to turn from our sins. We need to have the Holy Spirit. We need to have the gift. Did you hear something about the gift that was given in our epistle reading this morning? That Christ gave us gifts. Well, the gift that makes all those little gifts of teaching, preaching, evangelizing, all the gift that empowers all those gifts is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's what Jesus came to get. If you follow the book of Acts, think of John the Baptist now. This is where something came out to me last night. You think of John the Baptist. And then think of how Jesus came. And he died, he rose again, he ascended into heaven, he said, I will send the gift of the Holy Spirit. I will send the Comforter. I will send the Spirit. If I don't leave, if I don't go into heaven and ascend to heaven, I can't send the Spirit. But when I go, I will send the Spirit. But Jesus sent the Spirit at Pentecost. You know, light came on. Light came on. Light. Remember those little lights on their head? Light came on. And they were given power. They were given insight. As a matter of fact, Jesus even talked about this. He said, you know, when I leave, then I'll send the Spirit, and he will bear witness of me. He'll turn the light on for you. If you follow the ministry of Jesus in the New Testament, so often the disciples just couldn't understand him. Lord, what do you mean? What are you saying? But when the Holy Spirit came, they were not only empowered, but they were given insight. Well, the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost, and who did the Holy Spirit descend upon at Pentecost? Real easy, right? On the apostles. On the Jews. It was a Jewish Pentecost. Is that all? Follow the book of Acts. Jesus had said, when he rose, he said, I will send the Holy Spirit on you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. He followed that. And Acts 2, the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, the Jewish part of that witness. In Acts chapter 8, Philip. Remember how Philip went to the Samaritans and he started to heal the people and all? He did wonderful things. Then the apostles said, oh, well, Philip has brought the gospel to the Samaritans. So they sent Peter and James. Peter went up there and he laid his hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. They didn't receive the Holy Spirit until the apostles came. But there was a second Pentecost then, wasn't there? It says, and the Holy Spirit came upon them just as it did upon us. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. And then in Acts chapter 10, remember the man Cornelius, the Gentile? He said, boy, I had this vision. I've got to go get Peter. He's going to tell us the gospel. He's got good news for us. So Peter comes. Remember, Peter comes and he tells them the story. Actually, he's telling them the story about Jesus. That's all. I'm glad he's preaching Jesus. What else can you do?